You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Another 9 boats have reached safe harbour in Hobart overnight, with the American yacht Bacchanal nudging out Celestial as the front runner for handicapped honours in the Sydney to Hobart. But the race is not over, with many competitors still making their way down Tasmania's east coast. Those that are left, that is, more than a quarter of this year's fleet retired after punishing conditions at sea. First Light, the first all-woman crew to contest the race in 7 years, has been battling those conditions. And skipper Elizabeth Tucker is back with me now. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
We're still going. We're still in the race.
And how? Tell me about the conditions over the first night. I think was the worst. Tell me about that.
Actually, the second night was probably the worst. The first two were very similar. Very, very big, messy sea state. Really seasick inducing. I think when we get to Hobart, I'm sure we'll hear a lot of stories of people's seasickness. We've got 6 sailors on board and 1 onboard reporter, and the only person who wasn't sick was actually our onboard reporter. It was really quite rough, and a pretty big breeze too.
And how are conditions right now?
So right now we've got the same sort of wind strength we had on the first couple of nights. So it's literally blowing 32, 33 knots at the moment. But we're downwind, so it's much, much more pleasant. It's sort of like a sleigh ride. The skies are grey. It's sort of like really monotone outside, like really like just looks like a grayscale picture. And we're just approaching Tasman Island. We've got about 3.5 hours before we round into Storm Bay.
And so when do you think you'll be in Hobart?
We're hoping for a sunset finish. So fingers crossed that Durban plays fair for us. But it looks like we'll be in just in time for sundowners.
You think you'll be up for a bit of celebration after all that?
For sure. We had a pretty tough night last night, so we'll definitely be celebrating getting in, that's for sure.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Elizabeth Tucker. She's the skipper of First Light, the all-woman crew contesting this year's Sydney to Hobart yacht race. All of you, apart from the reporter, you said, were dealing with seasickness. How do you keep energy up and the boat moving when that's a factor?
This is a good question. It's pretty tough. Usually you'd say you always have to eat. You have to kind of keep fluid and liquid down, fluid and food down, and try and rest as much as you can. But we couldn't keep anything down. We really had hardly any snacks, and a lot of it you just have to push through and look through the next few hours and know when it's going to end and just focus on that. And that's when you get your respite. So everybody pulled together really well. Nobody missed a watch, and just got on with it. A lot of the time you're also sick in transition between being in the cabin and being on deck. So once you get on deck, you're actually fine. You just kind of have to persevere.
Just keep going. And a quick and possibly premature question. Do you think you'll do it again?
Oh, for sure. We're already talking about next year and what we can do better, how we can improve our general sailing. So we're all very, very excited. Yeah, we'll absolutely do it again.
That's great to hear. Elizabeth Tucker, all the best, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.